Abraham buries Sarah. Now this is Genesis chapter 23. Sarah lived 127 years. This was the length of Sarah's life. Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, which is the same place as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. That's the land that God had promised that Abraham and his seed would inherit forever. But they didn't get it in this life. They died, not having received what God had promised. But as Paul says in Hebrews, this was because it was God's plan that all the believers should receive the inheritance, the reward, at the same time. So it's not so that one person dies, goes off to heaven, gets their reward, then 10 years later, 100 years later, 1,000 years later, someone else dies, goes off, gets their reward. Actually, we die in faith that we will get the reward in the future when Jesus returns to the earth to establish God's kingdom. So when Jesus comes back, then we receive the inheritance. That's why we're looking for that day where not only we will be given this great inheritance, but actually all the true believers, and Abraham and Sarah, will rise again and inherit Canaan forever. But she died, like Abraham did, without having received what God had promised. And she died, we're told, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Abraham rose up from before his dead and spoke to the children of Heth, that's the people who lived there, saying, I am a stranger and a foreigner living with you. Now, so many times we read that Abraham was a stranger and a foreigner. Even though it was his land, he walked around in it like he was just a tourist or a visitor passing through. And that's a bit the same with us, that we somehow don't feel completely at home in this world, even though this is sort of where we're from and where we walk around, but we don't quite fit in 100%. And yet, this world is ours. This land is ours. And so he recognizes that. He says to these people, I'm a stranger and a foreigner living with you. Give me a possession of a burying place. That is a place to bury my wife Sarah. And the people of Heth said to Abraham, listen to us. You are a prince of God among us. Bury your dead in the best of our burying places. Just bury your dead. But Abraham bowed himself to the people of the land and talked with them and said, if you agree that I should bury my dead here, then please ask Ephron, who has got the cave of Machpelah, which is in the end of his field, and agree with me the full price, and I will pay that. Ephron replied to Abraham in the hearing of all the other people of Heth, even of all those who were in the gate of the city. Now, in those days, the cities had a wall round them, and whoever sat in the gate was like the ruler of the city. So everybody heard this, and he said, I'll give you the field and the cave that is in it. Bury your dead. Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land. Then he said to Ephron, in the presence of all the people of the land, I will give you the price of the field. Take it from me, and I will bury my dead there. So they agreed a price of 400 shekels of silver. So the point is that Abraham had to go through all this process to just buy a plot of land where he could bury his wife. The point is he did not own the land. It was not his at that time. Of course, he knew it was going to be his forever and ever. But he doesn't say that to them. He just goes along with how they see things. And that's what we do in this world. You might buy a piece of land and build your house on it. But in the end, you know that, well, when I die, that's not going to be mine anymore. And in the end, you know that all things belong to God and we will inherit all this forever. So Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, 400 shekels of silver. So the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, near Mamre, the field and the cave and all the trees in the field that were all around its borders were deeded to Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, the men who sat in the gate of the city. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, near Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So, this incident is recorded, I think, at such length to just emphasize that Abraham did not possess what was promised to him in this life. But God keeps his promises. But not as quickly as we would like, sometimes. So, Abraham and Sarah died, not having received the promises, but looked in faith to the day when they would. And they would inherit that land forever. They wouldn't need to pay money, 400 shekels of silver, and get agreement from the people who owned the land and the local people who were, if you like, the local council. They didn't need, in one sense, to do that, but they did because they recognized that in this life, this is not our day. Our kingdom is to come. That's what Jesus said. My kingdom is not of this world. We are waiting for Jesus to come back, and that is our great hope, what we're looking forward to. And so all that goes on in this life, all that you buy and sell and all that, that is all just temporary. And people who haven't got the hope of the kingdom get very worked up about all these things because, of course, that's all they've got to think about. Whereas we have got eternity. We look at things completely differently.